the second round playoff highlights from KNIA and KRLS. The number one Pella Little Dutch hosting the Newton Cardinals. Corey Hauser and Randy Sikkema on 92.1 KRLS.
Noah has it, rolls near side under some pressure. Does a juke, throws it well downfield, and this pass is caught for a first down.
Skolden.
Jackson Skolden to the 46-yard line. That is a gain of 34 yards. Ball at the Newton 41. Noah fakes a handoff, runs up the middle. Has some room. 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Pella. Touchdown, Pella. And with 10-11 to go in the first, Noah Clayburgh on the keeper, and the Little Dutch leads 6-0.
That's more like it. Nice job. He had Henry in motion coming from left to right. Faked the handoff to him coming through and then kept it up the middle almost untouched.
Noah, two backs in front of him, takes the snap. Quick hand up to Henry up the middle. Touchdown, Pella. Touchdown, Pella. Noah fights through the hole created by the offensive line, and the Little Dutch lead 13-0, 6:45 on the clock.
Henry making up for that last minus play there. Got the 6-yard carry for the touchdown.
And Noah takes the snap under some pressure, throws downfield, the pass caught by Will Warner. He breaks loose midfield, 40, near sideline, 30, still going, tries to cut upfield, he does, 20, and he's tackled. They got a hand on his jersey, a touchdown-saving tackle from Brett Wolf, and Pella high.
57 yards.
Bunch formation here, two backs in front of Noah. Noah has the snap, and it's another handoff to Henry. Comes around near side. He's going to go in untouched. Touchdown, Pella. Touchdown, Pella. That is a 19-0 lead with 3:01 to go in the first, and Nathan Henry finds the end zone for the second time this evening. They got to hurry. They got 9 seconds left to have the wind in their favor.
That's true. Good point.
6 seconds, 5, 4, 3, they get it off in time. It's blocked, and it skips into the end zone. No good. It's a touchback in Pella High. After one quarter of play, they'll start quarter number 2 at their own 20, and they lead 20-0. Noah, empty backfield, has Quentin Murphy in motion. Fake there.
Oh, he's wide
and
open.
Wide open over the middle. Pass caught. 10-5 on the play action pass. Touchdown, Pella. Touchdown, Pella. That's Austin Schulte. 36 seconds into the second period, and Pella extends their lead 26-0. They go 80 yards in 2 plays. What a job by this Pella High offense.
Clayburgh is 4 for 4 for 148 yards of passing.
Noah hand off
Murphy.
The middle. Midfield, he's gone. Murphy, 6 points. Pella High leads 33-0 on the 56-yard run. He just bursted through a hole, a gaping hole in the middle of that offensive line, and Quentin Murphy was gone. You blinked your eye, he was in the end zone. Pella High leads 33-0, 9:41 to go, and I think right here, Randy, you go for 2.
Final score, Pella 56, Newton 14. The Melcher Dallas Saints at number 2, Fremont Mills. Derek Cardwell and Tim Mount on 1320 and 95.3 KNIA.
He'll take the snap. He will swing, pass it out. Jacob Hoke, he fumbles, and it's a safety. He fell on in the end zone for the safety, and boy, things have really started to go very badly for Melcher Dallas now. First and goal for Fremont Mills as we start the second quarter of action, 24-0. Knights with the lead over Melcher Dallas. And here's Rustin taking the snap. He'll give it to Phillips, and he will simply walk right in. He had a huge hole. And Spencer Phillips again with the touchdown, and it has become a nightmare in Tabor for the Saints.
Shotgun formation, 2 wide receivers to the near side, 1 to the far side, running back next to the quarterback. Takes the snap. It's an option. And he's going to keep it himself, turns it upfield to the 20, and he's out of bounds at about the 20, 21-yard line.
Not a bad run there by Hoke. He followed his blockers, and he knew he was going to take it himself, and, good decision by him.
A good little wrinkle there by the Saints to call something different there offensively than what they've getting out of the comfort zone and what they've called normally.
Mitchell takes a snap, will throw. It is caught for a first down at the Fremont Mills 25-yard line. Looks like Jacob Hoke on that play. So it'll be first and 10, Melcher Dallas at the Fremont Mills 25-yard line. Snap back to Mitchell. He looks, he throws, and it will be caught. Nice catch on the near side by Jacob Hoke, and that's a first down.
Great play there by Jacob Hoke to come down and make the play. No way he was out on the field. Make sure he got the first down.
Here's Mitchell back to pass. He will run himself across the 10 to the 5. Breaks a tackle. Touchdown, Melcher Dallas. Finally, the Saints get on the board.
That's a big touchdown. I know it's not going to matter in the grand scheme of things, but it's just nice to be able to say, hey, I scored a touchdown in a playoff game.
And here is a snap to Mitchell. He'll take the snap. He'll look. He'll throw. He'll go towards the end zone. Caught! Touchdown! Chase Wetterling in the corner front end zone. That was a beautiful catch there and a better throw by Alex Mitchell as he threw that one right into the breadbasket.
Just like they drew it up in practice.
Final score, Fremont Mills 51, Melcher Dallas 14. Thank you for joining us for the second round playoff highlights on KNIAKRLS.com.